Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, folks. This is Dave Schmidt. I'm your host here again tonight on the Cosmic Connections. I realized I had my speaker set up just a little bit different than what I wanted to, but I fixed that now, okay? But all is well here, and this is the October 18th program, and it's nice to be back. I was in Sedona the last 2 weeks, and you've heard me say that I'm going to be moving back to Sedona, but that's not going to be happening until right after the first of the year. So I still have another about 2.5 months that I'm still going to be here in Texas, and I was hoping to move sooner, but the penalty that I would have to pay in my apartment here in Texas is just way too strong if I break the lease. If I break the lease, they required me to pay 2 full months of rent to break the lease. And so, and then that means basically I'm double paying. I'm paying rent here and in Sedona both at the same time, and I don't want to do that. So, but all is well. But okay, well, thank you everybody for being here tonight. Tonight's program, what I mentioned just briefly in the newsletter was I want to read some statements that have come out of Ben Fulford. Now, I have shared very, very frequently, folks, that, you know, there's a world of difference between what is reported in mainstream media and what comes from good alternate sources. Now, Ben Fulford has been one of those sources I've always trusted. I've been reading him weekly now for a good, 6 to 8 years. And he is a source that the CIA, the M16 in Great Britain, and other intelligence agencies like that, they trust him, and they give him inside intelligence information that doesn't come from hardly anybody else. Now, periodically when Ben reports, some of the stuff doesn't happen, or sometimes it finds out it wasn't correct. What I know about Ben Fulford is he's a faithful reporter. He reports what he is told or what he discovers. Now, also, he kind of alluded to this once that periodically his sources may give him false information. He reports it knowing that the black hats are listening to him. And the sources of the information, they want to see how the black hats are going to react to the information that Ben reports, even if it's false, but the black hats don't know that. So it becomes a form of a counterintelligence operation sometimes. I don't know when. He doesn't talk about that very much, but that's kind of the scoop of what's there. So, but here's what he is saying. What's happening in the Middle East with the Hamas and Gaza and Israel, it's a basically a complete fake report of what we're getting coming through the mainstream media. Now, those that we call the black hats, the cabal, they are referred to as also the Khazarian mafia. Now, Cliff High, maybe a good 8 to 10 months ago, did over a half-hour program on the history of the Khazarian mafia. They are basically the ultimate, you know, cabal sources, evil controllers of wanting to control what goes on in this world. And if you think Ukraine isn't a setup for the Khazarian mafia, Ukraine is their headquarters. And Putin and Russia knows that. And that's part of the reason why Ukraine was putting out all this false information. Ukraine was the leading money laundering capital of the world. They had these biolabs they were setting up right on the border with Russia to shoot biolab issues into Russia. They are the one of the leading countries of what is called childhood slavery for pedophilia activities using children. And then they also, they take the children, they kill them, and they drink their blood. Now, I know at first that's hard to say, you got to be kidding me, why is this? It's important to understand that in the blood of children, and also when they've been heightened and they've been put into a state of fear, It produces this substance called adrenochrome, and it's like an extremely powerful drug, and it becomes addictive. And there's reports, inside intel reports, that a lot of what a professional actors are leading, what you call cabal activity people, they do this on a regular basis. And that's why you see a lot of this children's sacrifice going on to be able to drain their blood from them. And they drink that because of the powerful adrenochrome that's in the blood. And it's very strong in children in contrast to adults. And Ukraine is the leading country in the world that does that. So you're seeing all this, you know, Ukraine wants to get sympathy from us when yet it's the headquarters of this cabal activity. And we're now seeing the same thing with Israel wanting to get sympathy from us when behind the scenes there's very, very deep cabal activity that goes on in Israel. We in the United States, especially evangelical Christians, have a tendency to be very sympathetic to Israel because of what we read through in the Bible. Now, I'm not going to go into the details around that, but I see that a little differently than what I used to. And remember, folks, I have a master's degree in biblical studies, and I've been around this stuff for 45 years. But in the last 6 to 8 years, I've kind of made some shifts of how I perceive things because I'm seeing the other side of the story that I took time to go through, to ask the questions, and to try to determine what was really there. I'm not making any judgments on anybody who may see this differently. That's fine. That's where they are. I was in that camp for 25 years, and it's okay. Maybe I might be wrong sometimes, but I think I feel pretty good about this. But here we go. I want to read some stuff out of the recent Ben Fulford posting that he put out on Monday. It says, like failed bank robbers, the Khazarian mafia seize hostages in desperate bid to avoid justice. The events in Israel are in every sense a hostage-taking event by the Khazarian mafia criminals seeking to avoid arrest and war crimes tribunals. They are also trying to start a World War III as their get-out-of-jail-free card, and they are doomed to fail. To understand what is really happening, though, we need to step back and look at the big picture, because what is going on is truly biblical. It is the end of a multi-thousand-year attempt by a satanic cult to enslave humanity. It is also about the liberation of the Jewish people from thousands of years of Babylonian slavery. Clear evidence we are dealing with in the ancient satanic cult came when Turkish police confiscated Torah scrolls decorated with satanic Illuminati symbolism that were stolen from the 2,000-year-old synagogues of Satan in Syria. This cult takes over societies and forces them to work against the interest of their own people. Okay, now another thing is, the other thing they understand is that they are willing to take many centuries, if necessary, to take over a society in order to prevent their host from realizing what is going on. Now, I want to make a side note here. Why would they take many centuries to work at this when they only live to be like, you know, 80 to 100 years old as we do? Ben Fulford is saying they are satanic cults. Now, folks, if you look around us, you've noticed in the mainstream media and in the entertainment industry, there's been this rise of the worship of Satan. We even saw it on last year's Super Bowl halftime show when they were flashing Satan in the singers of the halftime show last year at the Super Bowl. You're finding this rise of the worship of Satan taking place. So you have to come back to, I know biblically we have this justification that Satan is this evil, this personification of evil. And in many ways, there's really deep truth to that. But who is the satanic figure? It's in the last 4 and 5 years when I've been doing a lot of study around the history of the Anunnaki. And the real asshole of the earth, his name is Marduk, the son of Enki. Marduk considers himself the king of the earth and the controller of the earth. And here's what's interesting. When you go back into the ancient Sumerian records and the stuff that was coming out of ancient Babylon, and even the Sumerian tablets that they're discovering today, you see these pictures of who they call Satan. And it's the human body with the goat head and the horns. And you want to know who that is? Folks, that's Marduk. When you see the pictures of Marduk, it's the same exact thing. Marduk of the Anunnaki is the Satan. And he, remember, is extremely highly advanced. Their technology is far beyond ours. He calls himself the king of the earth, and he is the Satan. And what we're finding is these governments are basically his minions to basically control this world. So what we're seeing, that because the Anunnaki, like Marduk, can live to be over 300,000 years old. And my inside intelligence tells me Marduk is still around today. He's still alive. But he hides himself, and they predominantly live underground because they have troubles with our Earth atmosphere and the sun. It's hard on their bodies. So they don't come out and expose themselves, but he still has the ability to have power and control over these leaders. And that's why we see so much chaos in our governments. That's why we see so much crime that goes on that's headed up by that, because he is the satanic head, and those we call the cabal, the Khazarian mafia, are basically his minions, okay? So that's why they can take centuries to do this. Now, let me go on and read. Okay, I'm going to read that last paragraph again. It says, the other thing to understand is they're willing to take many centuries, if necessary, to take over a society in order to prevent their host from realizing what is going on. The recent pandemic and vaccine crimes, for example, were planned for more than a century in advance. It started with the Rockefellers taking over the medical associations back in the 19th century. There was also a report describing the planned pandemic by the Rockefeller-controlled World Bank in 1975. And what is now happening in Israel, Gaza, and elsewhere has been planned for at least a century. So the offense in Gaza, the mass murder via vaccination, the huge influx of military-age migrants into the West, the collapse of the social order in the U.S., et cetera, are all part of the long-term plan to enslave humanity. That plan is now failing. People are waking up. They know there is no American government nor any Western government. There's only the Khazarian mafia and the world governments that they control. This is definitely coming to an end. High-level intelligence agency officials from the Mossad, the M16, the P3, the Freemasons, the CIA, etc., have reached an agreement to present the planned World War III with pinpoint assassinations and arrest of top Satanists. People like Klaus Schwab, who is a Rothschild, David Rockefeller Jr., Bill Gates, are merely the public faces of secret controllers. It is those secret controllers whose names we are withholding for operational security reasons who are being targeted along with their Bill Gates type information. It's interesting because we have always said it's the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers who are basically those that we call the head of the cabal. They are the wealthiest people on this planet, and they run and control the federal bank systems around the world, predominantly our Federal Reserve. And they are the minions of Marduk, the Satan. But here's what's interesting as a side note of who are the Rockefellers. Hillary Clinton is a Rockefeller. Bill Clinton is a Rockefeller. Bill Gates comes out of that family line. Then you've got Zuckerberg, Mark Zuckerberg, is a Rockefeller. Can you see the power and control that these families, the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds, that they have? Now, let me go on and read some more. It says, this is being said publicly as well. President Putin called Schwab, Klaus Schwab, a global terrorist who is holding humanity hostage. In a speech in Sochi, he warned that the days of the elite were numbered. Putin believes the globalists, including Schwab, are legitimate military targets because they are trying to illegally seize power. Schwab, of course, is freaking out. His World Economic Forum is calling on world governments to make the viewing or sharing of alternative media online a criminal offense. Did you hear that? Viewing online alternate media sources, regardless of the source, he wants that to be a criminal offense. Why? Because he's scared. He is scared. A memo issued by the World Economic Forum calls on its young global leaders to lay the foundations by coercing the public into trusting the mainstream media again. Part of that coercion includes criminalizing the consumption of non-mainstream sources. In other words, they've lost the ability to control the world narrative, and now this means their doom. The events in Israel are also to distract the Khazarian Mafia's defeats on all fronts. Hunter Biden is out of the news. The border problem is out of the news. Ukraine is out of the news. The speaker drama is out of the news. The Biden crime family is out of the news. The worldwide illegal migrant invasion is cut off is out of the news. The horrible economy is now out of the news. It says, do you get it now? This, what's happening in Gaza is just a distraction from all these other things that they don't want being talked about anymore. Now it has been confirmed that Netanyahu, listen to this, folks, Netanyahu ordered the Israeli military to stand down for 7 hours during the Hamas invasion. He ordered the military to stand down during the Hamas invasion. Wow. This is up on what this is also up on President Trump's Truth Social. He said Bibi Netanyahu is the operational head of the Khazarian Mafia. Trump said that. The Khazarian Mafia is a worldwide organized crime syndicate that has definitely infiltrated and hijacked the political institutions of the United States of America. This is Trump saying that. We are hearing the Joe Biden presidential avatar and its controllers are also on their way out within a month, according to CIA sources. That would be nice if that happens. The other thing we need to be reminded of is that the Ukrainian war has ended in total defeat for the Khazarian Mafia. They are now mass surrenders in Ukraine troops as they plan to create greater Khazarian implodes. Now, let's see. Let me see. Also, this Russian guy, Arestovychus, a former officer of the Chief Director of Intelligence of Ukraine, admits the national idea of Ukraine is built on lies. The American people have now stopped financing these lies, as Colonel Douglas McGregor says of the large popular movement he heads. We are tired of listening to this business about Republicans and Democrats. We are tired of the uni party. We are bringing together Americans who share our larger traditional values, such as fact-based news, God, country, and family. We want to end these pointless inventions overseas and restore the rule of law. We are indulging criminals, and it is destroying our society. Now, he goes on and he says, when it comes to the financial issues, the Khazarian Mafia debt slavery system is crashing. Major U.S. banks are continuing to close branches across the U.S. Bank of America's Acts 21 branches in the first week of October. October, 21 in just the first week of October. Wells Fargo shut at 15, while U.S. Bank and Chase reported closing 9 and 3 respectively. In total, some 54 locations that either closed or were scheduled to close in just 1 week between October 1st and October 7th. The pharmaceutical industry is also imploding. Only 2% of Americans have taken the new COVID vaccine. Pfizer stock has hit a 10-year low, and it's a good bet that the company will soon cease to exist while its managers are sent to jail for war crimes. Now, of course, the Kazarian Mafia will not go quietly into the night. There are secret armies of hundreds of thousands of military-aged males standing by to wreak havoc in the U.S. and Europe. ISIS has a huge presence in Venezuela, and many Venezuelans crossing the wide open U.S. border are actually ISIS militants. Now, that's what's basically coming out of the Ben Fulford report. So there's a lot of chaos that is going on out there. Now, I'm going to share with you what came out of a recent report from the Palladians through Barbara Marciniak. That's one of my sources that I trust. They had said that we might, but at the end of this month, at the end of October, we might see the start of another financial downturn that could lead up to similar to what happened in 2008. And they're saying at the end of the year, around the end of December, is when the real crash may come. Now, folks, when we go back to the downturn in 2008, that started in September of 2008, and it took 5.5 months from September all the way to about the 1st of March, no, October, until October of 2008, if I remember right, to around March, the Dow Industrial Average dropped 53% in 5.5 months. 53% in 5.5 months. I was involved at that time in a real estate investment project. And when that happened, it crashed me and I lost everything that I had. And in the back of my mind, I was recognizing there wasn't hardly anybody on CNBC or the other financial programs talking about this crash coming, the economy imploding. They weren't talking about that hardly at all. And I went back and I started doing my deep research. And that's when I realized those bastards. That was a planned pump and dump. Pump up the debt, pump up the debt, pump up the debt, crash the economy, and millions of people lost scores and scores of millions of dollars. Kazarian Mafia people became billionaires. They planned that, to do that. And what is being said through basically the Palladians and also Ben Fulford is the Kazarian Mafia will probably attempt to do that again. Now, what I'm going to say here is speculation on my part, folks. Okay, it's pure speculation. But I really believe there's a very good possibility that that is when we may see the funds released. If we have this massive financial downturn, that's when we may start seeing our funds released to counter the problems so we can take the millions that we are receiving, each of us, and help people through this shift and change that's going on. That's pure speculation on my part, folks. Just speculation. I don't know that. But if there was a time for the funds to be released, that would be the prime scenario. And folks, I've been involved in this now for, 9 years. And I've always stayed patient. I did my homework. I wanted to make sure, is this real? And I have said over and over and over again, folks, the money is real. It's in the bank accounts. We know where it is. My brokers have seen the bank accounts. One of my best friends, who is a direct friend with the person who runs the Texas processing office, she's involved in all that. She has seen the bank accounts, and the money is there, and the money is real. That's why I believe in this process, folks. That's why I believe in what I'm doing here, because I've done my homework. Now, one of the things that some of the people have been saying, I want to make some statements. I've been getting some emails recently, and some comments are coming from some of Mike's folks are saying that there's rumors that the currencies that I had were stolen, or that the Zoom was stolen. Folks, my currencies have never, never, never been stolen. They were misplaced for a short period of time, but they were never stolen. All my currencies have been turned into the brokers, okay, at the Texas processing office. So it's all there. Now, others have also said, why am I using the dong and not the other currencies like the Zim and the dinar? The dinar was vastly overprinted and oversold, and to my understanding, the primary brokers are not taking in any more dinar, okay? Zim was extremely limited about how much they were taking in. And the reason I use the dong is because it is a tradable currency on the open federal exchange market. If you're holding dong, you can take it into a bank and you can ask it to be deposited into your bank account just like any other foreign currency. But the Zim and the dinar are not tradable currencies, folks. If you're holding on to physical Zim and if you're holding on to physical dinar, my advice to you is sell it, because you're not going to get anything through me. Now, maybe you might have another private broker somewhere else who's taking it in, but you better make sure that those brokers are authorized by U.S. Treasury and they have contracts with U.S. Treasury, because the only brokers that are going to be able to pay out the funds are those that have authorized contracts by U.S. Treasury. And there's lots of brokers out there. There's lots of talk about these different people that are taking in currencies, and they have no guarantee that they're going to pay you. They don't even know where the money is and how they're going to pay to you. So that's why I use dong, because if something happens and some of this falls apart for some reason we don't know, we can get our currency back, and then I can send it back to you, and then that you can then take that and still get money for it. But Zim and dinar, it's done, folks. They're, from my perspective, those are done. So those are the things that's happening on all this stuff that I read from you from Ben Fulford about what's going on out there in the world and this crazy stuff in the mainstream media, how it can't be trusted. And even the World Economic Forum through Klaus Schwab wants us to make it a criminal activity to be able to read those alternate media sources that comes out like that. They're getting scared, folks. It means that they know they're in trouble and they're about ready to go down. They're negotiating for some settlements, and that means it's very probable that we're getting very close to things coming to a head. And also the report shows that they're trying to start a World War III, and they're trying to create another economic crash. Those are the things that could possibly lead up to our funds being released. Now, ask me beyond that, I don't know, because folks, my sources never, never leak out information for security reasons. They will never tell us in advance when the funds are going to be released. We don't know when it's going to happen until it happens. And that's for security reasons, okay? So that's pretty much of everything I wanted to share tonight. I've been going for just almost a half hour. And folks, if you would like to call in and you want to make some comments or you have some questions, the number to call in is 515-605-9356. Again, that's 515-605-9356. I'll give you about 30 seconds here to see if anybody that wants to call in, because there's about a 8 to 10 second delay from when I'm here on Facebook before you guys hear on the other end as a live, okay, issue. So, all right. So I'm not seeing anybody yet, but I'm just going to go through the comments here on my Facebook page and see if there's anything that in through there that I might need Yeah. Okay, one gentleman commented about Marduk. He calls himself King of the Earth, not King of the World. Yeah, that's right. King of the Earth, okay? Yeah, that's who he calls himself. So I am not seeing any other comments or questions on Facebook, and nobody, I'm not seeing anybody wanting to call in. So, folks, I think I'm willing to call it a program tonight. I want to thank you for all for joining us. I should be back next week. I don't have any plans on going anywhere. I do need to make another trip or two back to Sedona before around the first of the year to get things prepared for my move and to how I'm going to – I might take some stuff there early and put it into storage there. So, but I'll see. I'll let you know, okay? But thank you, everybody, for joining us tonight. And hopefully we'll see you next week, okay? All right. Thanks a lot. Okay. Bye-bye.